What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 1st, 2016. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. We're live today, but a quick reminder, Monday is July 4th, and we're going to be giving our overworked and grossly underpaid staff the day off, and so it's all going to be replaced. But we'll be back live Tuesday on the 5th. Another little quick program note here, of course, in our third hour today, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. So getting right into the news here, first of all, I want to wish a happy birthday to all of our listeners up there in Canada. And happy celebrations there. And, of course, here in the U.S., we're coming up on effectively our birthday on the 4th. The signing of the Declaration of Independence, we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. And as is to be expected at this particular point, there's been another so-called terrorist attack. ISIS is taking credit. There's a hostage situation down there in Bangladesh. And apparently the gunman invaded a restaurant, actually a bakery, about a block from the U.S. Embassy. Feels more like they got lost than anything. And now there's a hostage situation, and the media's pounding on it, and thank goodness they've got something to talk about that isn't involved with Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton and the deterioration of that whole situation. So, again, they're really pushing terror again. All of a sudden, have you noticed they're asking terror, 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 terror. They're trying to get us to forget that we know the U.S. government, the Obama administration, supported and aided ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria and have been protecting ISIS in Iraq. It's right out of George Orwell's 1984. The government makes the enemy they scare you with, so you will be obedient. Now, 21st Wire basically is celebrating or a moment of vindication, if you will. As you know, there earlier in the week, there was supposed to be this active shooter situation at Andrews Air Force Base where they keep Air Force One, and the media was all over it. And it turned out it was a drill, and it was only a drill. And the media somehow got involved thinking it was an actual real shooter situation because somebody inside the base dialed 911 rather than base security. So it looks like somebody was trying to crank up more news on this whole mad shooter, terrorist, keep everybody afraid so they'll do what they're told kind of situation. But they've really worn it out. You know, another one of these attacks and everybody says, you know, it's part of the background noise now. Now, the real interesting news that came out earlier today, and you have to be careful of the language here, but United States Attorney General Loretta Lynch has not actually recused herself from the Hillary Clinton investigations. She's saying she's going to step back. She was very embarrassed by that private meeting with Bill Clinton that was discovered out there, and she's out there saying it probably wasn't the smartest thing for her to be seen doing, and it wasn't. I don't think they intended to be seen. But she's going to step back now and allow non-political subordinates to make the decisions about indictments. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, the other issue, of course, is they're trying to spread the blame around now if there are no indictments. Oh, it wasn't Loretta Lynch. It was the subordinates and, you know, it was FBI Director Comey. And we know, again, the FBI has been the Clintons' protector going all the way back to the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. And Hillary can blackmail them with that. So I'm not expecting anything to come out of Director Comey at this point. Okay, now, interesting little article that came on out at Government Slaves asking if Bill Clinton, in his meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, was trying to come to some kind of a plea bargain, not so much for Hillary, but for himself, because along with the email and espionage and security investigation, there's a racketeering investigation into the Clinton Foundation. And from what we can see from the outside, there is plenty of pay dirt there. And it is rather interesting that right after the meeting, the Department of Justice said that they were going to withhold all of the emails. Actually, the State Department said they were going to withhold all of the emails regarding the Clinton Foundation for 27 months. Now, I don't think that's the State Department's jurisdiction. They don't have anything to do with the Clinton Foundation. A case could be made. They're engaging in obstruction of justice. And the foundation is the Clinton piggyback. And there's a lot of money gone in there, and nobody knows where it went. There was the big stink over all the money that was collected for Haiti following the earthquake and how little was done. For all that money that was donated, the Red Cross was able to build six homes. Just six. That's all that was actually done. There's another scandal brewing, and this one is over at Fox News, no less. And it has to do with Hillary Clinton's son-in-law, Mark Mezvinsky, who set up a hedge fund betting on a Greek recovery and lost a fortune. And apparently, some of the released emails from 2012 show that she and Clinton Foundation consultant Sidney Blumenthal were trying to get more information about what was going on inside Greece. And that information was shared with Bill Clinton. And where it went from there, we don't know. Now, we're going to take a moment here to welcome our on-air guests, on-air affiliates, rather, back to our network. And also, I was asked to give a shout-out to Lori in Sun City, Arizona. So, hello, Lori. And we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call from Illegal in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Oh, I was just calling to say, you know, you've touched the subject of guns being sent to the cartel to Mexico.
Yes.
And I thought maybe, you know, to be fair, that might be one of the reasons why we get such a big wave of illegals over here.
I think the reason we've got the wave of illegals, I mean, Mexicans, nationals have been trying to come to this country, you know, for decades and decades and decades. We used to have secure, strong borders, you know, Eisenhower's Operation Wetback and so forth. The reason there's a huge flood of them now is Obama has opened the borders to illegal immigrants from Mexico, Central America, South America, refugees from the Middle East. They're being let in without any vetting whatsoever, not even a health check. And they're the potential for terrorists sneaking in through this pathway is obvious. And they are introducing contagious diseases to the United States that had been eradicated in times past.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing that point. It is true that the U.S. is getting an influx of immigrants and they aren't being tested and they're not going through the proper procedure to get here. My only point was there are certain things that the U.S. has done that may have caused that. You know what I'm saying? Like the fact that you said Fast and the Furious delivered so many guns to the cartels. Those cartels down there, they're just killing innocent people. They show, they upload videos on LiveLeak where they have little kids and they ask them all sorts of questions and then they execute them. They chop them into pieces. So the horror that's being produced by certain actions can lead to some people wanting to leave their homes because of that.
Well, I'm sure it's a contributing factor. I mean, the quality of life in Mexico continues to decline as the drug cartels gain power. And here you have the U.S. government giving these guys military weapons. And the only logical conclusion is that the U.S. government is helping one cartel establish a monopoly in order to increase drug profits, because if there's no competition, they can raise the prices on the drugs.
Correct. And I also wanted to point one more thing out. I like your show. I like listening to it. This is coming from an illegal immigrant's point of view. It's pretty good. And this is 4th of July weekend. I think all federal workers are off, right?
They're off on Monday. I think they're supposed to be working today.
Well, if they're off on Monday, I think we have nothing to worry about ISIS, considering their agency. Right?
I don't know. I think they put those agent provocateurs on double and triple time to get them to work on holidays. I'm more worried about the U.S. hauling off and invading Syria while we're all busy with our party poppers and our hot dogs on Monday.
Well, thanks a lot for taking my call. You have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to Clinton and corruption and Loretta Lynch, what's really interesting is over in New York at 1 Pierpont Plaza in Brooklyn, it's a lovely modern building, and Hillary Clinton's campaign headquarters is located there just two floors below the New York offices of Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Gee, think maybe they got to go out to lunch every now and then, talk about how to protect Hillary Clinton from what she's been doing. And there's yet another revelation. George Stephanopoulos, who is over at ABC as the chief anchor, has donated $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation in recent years, and he has not disclosed that while he reports on ABC News on the Clintons. Very obviously, he is pro-Clinton. He's not revealing that bias. He's reporting his bias as if it's absolute fact. But again, that's one of the reasons why the viewership of the corporate news media is in such serious trouble right now. And there's been another development regarding Hillary's weak email server. And it has to do with the company that was doing the backups. Now remember, Bill Clinton, when he was president, signed an executive order requiring that any outside computer companies working on any computers that might contain U.S. secrets had to pass security checks by U.S. intelligence agencies. The company that was maintaining Hillary's homebrew email server never did, and neither did this company. And the Daily Mail is reporting that this second company that was hired to keep a backup of Clinton's server was so lax in its security, employees failed to change passwords frequently, left computer terminals logged in unattended. Clients were able to see each other's data. And again, it's another point of vulnerability for people to hack on in and grab America's secrets for free or at a discounted price. Now, Hillary's been caught in another lie under oath, because when she was testifying before Congress about Benghazi back in October 2015, Hillary Clinton told the Benghazi committee she checked in on all the government personnel who'd been injured during the attack at the consulate, saying that she had talked to all the survivors when they came back to the United States. Turns out it was a flat-out lie. She only ever spoke with one gentleman who was seriously injured. He was in the hospital for almost a year, and it took Hillary 48 days even to do that. Now, I'll grant you it's a small lie, but it underscores the fact that Hillary just lies about everything. Hillary Clinton is still out there vowing to prosecute all global warming deniers. You know, if you're denying human-caused global warming, Hillary's going to get you. Loretta Lynch is going to prosecute you. All right. There was a video apparently up in Sacramento. There was a political rally, and there was a guy who was protesting against Hillary Clinton, and the mob just body slammed him, threw him to the ground. The Sacramento police did nothing whatsoever. This is brown shirt tactics, right out of Nazi Germany and Hitler's seizing of power. Now, apparently, there's yet another election fraud and voter suppression lawsuit being launched. This one literally nationwide, because there have been so many problems uncovered during the primary season. They weren't even trying to hide the fraud in some cases. And there is a new movement out there to basically get a recount on all the primaries, because people are convinced that Bernie Sanders actually did win a lot of these primaries, and they were stolen from him, especially in California, where there are already two other lawsuits on this issue. And they're calling the movement Bernie Strong and Bernie Mobilized. Those are the hashtags. And here is a legal precedent that may have a bearing. Now, remember back in that debacle in Florida in 2000, where the Supreme Court basically came on out and handed the presidency to George Bush, and then said there is no remedy for all the documented election fraud in Florida, And by the way, you can't use this decision as precedent for anything in the future, which was history-making for the Supreme Court. Well, there's a new precedent, because over in Austria, their highest court has canceled their recent presidential election completely because of fraud detected with the absentee vote count, and they're ordering a complete redo of the election. And we need to start doing that here with all these questionable primaries. Austria has set the precedent. Yes, you can order a do-over on an election that appears to be crooked, and we need to start doing that. Now, Donald Trump is out there on the campaign trail, and one of the people that he's got up on the podium with him is one of the many, many, too many American workers who, after decades of service to the companies they work for, are ordered to train their foreign-born replacements and then given the pink slip. And it's happened a lot of places, happened a lot in high tech, happened at Disneyland. People are angry about that. None of the other candidates out there. Well, by at this point, it's down to Hillary. Hillary won't talk about this. She won't mention it. Now, as long as we're on the subject of pushing that terror idea, apparently there was a terrorist attack on a humanitarian convoy in Syria by a group that the UN wanted to put on the terror watch list a long time ago. And the U.S. refused and blocked and said this group is part of the Syrian political process. They do a lot of work for Saudi Arabia. We're going to veto. So we now have this terrorist group that's attacking a humanitarian aid convoy being protected from being on the terror watch lists by the U.S. government. And you have to start asking that question. Whose side is this government on? Now, Putin is taking the initiative to try and defuse this rush to a new world war. And he's basically come on out and said it's time for Moscow to start a dialogue with NATO and try and settle things down despite the recent expansionism toward Russia's border. Putin is refusing to rattle his saber. Now, probably a lot of the pro-war on Russia people are thinking that Putin has blinked. I don't see it that way. Putin is proving once again that he is after peace, and he's being a statesman, as opposed to the U.S. government, which is still apparently convinced a new world war is going to solve all their self-created problems. Another story coming out of Russia today. Sanctions are evidence of the intellectual bankruptcy of Merkel's Russia policy. And they're basically talking about how this idea of sanctions, it's a form of economic war, and it's caused much more damage to Europe and the United States and other places around the world than it did to Russia. And they're still pushing that, because if it's failing, let's just keep on going and hope there's going to be a change. Now, getting on down to Great Britain and the Brexit, there's a couple of new developments. Phony Tony Blair, who's very pro-Euro, is trying to worm his way into being the chief negotiator for the Brexit. And he's not too surprisingly meeting a lot of opposition, but he's trying to get in there to be the negotiator who arranges or sabotages Britain's exit from the European Union. Now, the British Home Secretary is saying that they will not invoke Article 50 on the Brexit anytime this year, which means the pro-EU people have got six more months to figure out a way to screw the British people on this deal. And John Kerry is out there openly saying there are ways Great Britain can reverse the Brexit results. They are out to kill this thing. They don't care what the voters want. They still have dreams of one planet, one government, one private central bank holding all humanity enslaved forever. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the Brexit and its aftermath. And what's really kind of interesting, everybody is responding to the yes vote in different ways. A lot of finger pointing going on. The British National Party is now denying that they distributed leaflets in a West Yorkshire town where the Labour MP Joe Cox was killed, trying to link her murder to her support for helping Muslims get into the country. So everybody's backing off from some of that propaganda. Over in France, there are literally millions of French people in the streets protesting against the ruling class. All that's missing are the guillotines at this point, and the tumbrils. Meanwhile, the U.S. continues to ratchet up tensions over in the South China Sea, rattling their sabers there. The U.S. is desperate to get a real hot war going any way they can, because they think if they can get into a real hot war with Russia or China, that we will all forget about the crimes and corruption and the spying on us and all the rest of it, and we'll throw the flag a snappy salute, and we'll fling our money and our babies at the designated enemy. They're trying as hard as they can to get back to a new Cold War, if not a hot war. That's why the U.S. is sending missiles back into Turkey. That was a big bone of contention during the Cold War of the 1950s, 1960s, and it was the positioning of those missiles in Turkey's that led to the Soviet response of putting missiles in Cuba. Led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. And got us as close to a nuclear world war as anybody would ever want to be. But everybody's playing brinksmanship. And if they go over the brink, well, they've got all their bunkers. Mount Weather and the Greenbrier and all the rest of these places. They'll be fine. They'll come on out, you know, after 6 months or a year. And most of the rest of us will be gone. And they think that's just hunky-dory. Now, as I mentioned, Monday is Independence Day. And I hope everybody will take a moment away from the sporting events, the beer, the hot dogs, the fireworks, and we're going to have a spectacular one over Pearl Harbor, courtesy of the United States Navy, because RIMPAC is here. And every time RIMPAC is there, the Navy puts on a spectacular fireworks show, because they're showing off to everybody. But I hope you'll take a moment to read the Declaration of Independence, read my article about why it's still relevant today, and understand how far we have fallen from that brilliant vision of those founding fathers. And we put up a couple of articles at whatreallyhappened.com, links to Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty speech. And a lot of people tend to view it as just bluster. The line, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And actually, there was a subtle economic message in there to King George III. And the message was simply, we can kill a lot of your people, you can kill a lot of ours, but we are not going back to being your economic slaves ever, ever, ever. There is no way you get that. All you can decide is how many people are going to die on which side. We also put up Common Sense by Thomas Paine, which is one of the most popular and widely read documents leading to the American Revolution. And you should look at that. And also Civil Disobedience by Henry David Thoreau. We put up another link on the fate of the signers of the Declaration. Because like truth activists today, many of those signers of the Declaration had their lives ruined and destroyed for standing up to the oligarchy, to the Bank of England, and so forth. They did not all come out of the American Revolution in good shape. But they were willing to take that risk to accomplish something greater than themselves. Take a moment to remember who they all were and what they stood for and why they did why they did. Because that's what July 4th is really all about. How we came to be independent. And why we need to go back to being independent today. I know we've got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to ask you to be patient until after this next commercial break. Because we're almost at the commercial break. Up and... there's the music right there. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab some phone calls. Bob in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, it gets quiet all of a sudden. You mentioned Alaska yesterday.
Yes.
And my Russian wife says that Russia never did get the payment for it.
Imagine my shock. Are they going to move to repossess? That's going to be very tricky because Sarah Palin can see Russia from her front porch.
Well, the story is that the gold went on a ship, and the ship headed for Russia, and it never got there. So either the pirates got it or the bottom of the ocean got it. I don't know. Thanks for the show. I'll get offline and let you comment on this.
That's an interesting story. I would tend to think, given more recent activities involving gold by the U.S. government, is the ship never sailed at all in the first place. They just said, you know, bad weather, we're sorry, pirates, you know, not our fault. All right, we're going to switch over to Lackey in Arizona. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike, thanks.
You know, this thing with the Brexit,
This thing hit me like a ton of bricks the other day, and I totally intend the pun with the bricks, because, you know, in this Brexit, they could totally start trading with Russia, et cetera, you know, the BRIC nations.
Yes.
So that says no to stuff like the trade deal TTP, which probably includes, you know, GMO. They'll probably not have to deal with GMO if they didn't want to, or probably mandatory vaccines and immigration. You know, so this is a very good thing, and if it spreads, it could be awesome, you know, for the entire region.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. I mean, Bill Still had this absolutely brilliant observation the other day. He said, why do you need a free trade agreement? If you've got free trade, there doesn't need to be an agreement. And when you actually look at all these agreements that we're told are about free trade, they're actually very restrictive in trade. You will buy this product from over here. You will not buy that product. And the EU just went completely overboard with this stuff. What the U.S. goal is behind the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership is to lock the world back into an updated version of Bretton Woods, where the global economy is still centered on the U.S. dollar. And it is a giveaway to corporate authority, where corporations are now deemed legally superior to sovereign civil governments. So that if you're in a nation and you signed one of these treaties and you pass a law against a product that's proven to be harmful, the corporation that sells that product can actually ignore your law under the argument that you're impinging on their profits.
Right, and it's basically monopolizing the system. And if I could make one more point about immigration, Michael, I grew up in a public school system in Chicago, and this was right around the time, you know, I had started high school, and they hadn't implemented busing and desegregation, but toward my sophomore year, they actually started, you know, implementing this thing called desegregation through the busing program. And I kind of compare that to what's going on with this migration crisis now. Even as a youngster, I knew that it was not productive at all. There was something terribly wrong with it, and they were going about this fix in an entirely bad way, because it was creating more problems, more racial tension, actually, than the objective, so-called, was to solve racial issues, you know.
Well, yeah, they don't really want to solve the problem. They create the problem to get you to turn to them for a solution. But if they ever actually solved anything, then you wouldn't have a reason to be obeying the government. When the Soviet Union fell, Mikhail Gorbachev was joking, saying that they had just done the absolute worst thing to the U.S. government possible. They had deprived them of this very, very useful enemy that was used to scare us all into obedience and high taxes and the rest of it. And certainly in the years after the fall of the Soviet Union, the American people got very tired of the military-industrial complex. They wanted more of their tax money spent on them, the peace dividend. And, of course, the military-industrial complex said, no, we're not going to do that. One way or the other, we're going to get back to another Cold War and go back to soaking the people for all this money and for the life and limb of their children in these wars.
You know, it's a very interesting time, and something still tells me. A long time ago, before Obama's first term, I was having Thanksgiving dinner with a very close friend of mine, happens to be a Jewish attorney. And, you know, so they have their New York Times type of thinking, and there was a couple other attorneys there at the dinner, and very nice time, but they were all going for Obama, you know, really the hope was going to be Obama for the country. And I told him, actually, I thought he may be our last president, because, you know, the things are going to continue so far downhill by the time that they can't legitimize even this guy saving the country. I thought, you know, there'd be another terrible terrorist attack and suspend the elections. But I think that's still, because he's pretty cocky when he says Trump will not be president. So that either tells me that he's going to remain the president under some emergency, or Hillary's just going to get the seat.
Yeah, well, I think it's more the latter. I mean, every president, when they're in office, they start looking for a way to get around that 25th Amendment, but they really can't, because even if the 25th Amendment were to be repealed today, it couldn't apply to Barack Obama because of the ex post facto prohibition. It would have to apply to the next president and from then on. I think it's more of the latter. And again, we keep hearing these very alarming rumors that Hillary's sending out a message that if she is not made president of the United States of America, she's going to start blowing the whistle on all the dirty deeds of the U.S. government for the last two decades and start ruining careers and possibly the government itself. And if you look at the way the corporate media and the White House and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and even the GOP leadership are all trying to put her in the White House, it sounds to me like, yeah, they're all afraid of what she could do if she doesn't get what she wants.
But if she gets in there, I don't think the people are going to tolerate it this time. I mean, they're going to continue to see wars, bailouts, and these types of things, and, of course, more gun control, possibly mandatory vaccinations. I think this could be the tipping point for the country. I don't think they realize what they have in store by, you know, keeping this thing going.
Well, I think if Hillary steals the White House, it will be the start of the dictatorship. She will not hesitate to do whatever it takes to get rid of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And beyond that, looking at some of her speeches in support of global government, I think she sees the presidency of the United States as a stepping stone to Empress of the Earth.
Well, the people, I think, have to then, at that point, that may be the tipping point with the American people. And possibly, like you always talk about, you know, all over the world, maybe simultaneously something can happen. And to me, that's the great awakening. You know, that's the Renaissance. That's even being saved, possibly, you know, from kind of religious metaphors. Just waking up and realizing, you know, even some of the things that Jesus was saying, they're just very simple. You know, do the things that I'm doing, like turning the money, the tables on the money changers, and you'll be saved, you know, that type of thing. So there's a good chance, I hope, that worldwide, and we might, you know, do it without firing a shot if everybody just refuses to go along with it, and, you know, the military turns around and comes home and really protects the borders or these types of things. But, you know, we wouldn't necessarily need all these border controls if the tyrants didn't exist in these third world countries either. You know, we can have a title of American or Mexican or what have you, especially down here in the Southwest. I'm very familiar with the problems of immigration and illegal immigration, these types of things. But they wouldn't have to come here looking for jobs if they had jobs and they had didn't have drug cartels and tyrants.
There's a piece you're missing. There's a piece you're missing. All of these tyrants in these other countries were put in there by covert U.S. coup d'etat, overthrow, regime change, whatever you want to call it. And yes, it destroys their economy, and that's why they want to come here. Now they're playing that same game actually on our country. Because the money junkies are getting ready to simply abandon the United States as their base of operation. They're getting ready to declare some part of the earth the global capital, probably someplace around Jerusalem, and just let the United States sink into third world deterioration. I mean, we're well on our way. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mike in Maryland, who's been waiting very, very patiently. Aloha, and what is on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm here. I'm calling. Well, I have a question, but first I'm here because I'm with DC911Truth.org.
Yes.
It's DC911Truth.org. And on Monday, the 4th of July, in Tacoma Park, Maryland, just outside of D.C., we're going to participate in the 4th of July parade. And we're going to have our Truth March. And if anybody wants to help out, they can meet at Sue and Phil Wheaton's house at 7211 Spruce Avenue between 8 and 8:30, and because their streets close at 9. And the parade starts at 10. Last year we were between a Caribbean steel drum band and belly dancer, so it's pretty interesting.
But, yeah, I imagine the belly dancer would be very, very interesting here. So that's DC911Truth.org, and I am, in fact, putting that up at whatreallyhappened.com as we speak.
Okay, I appreciate it. Also, too, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, well, yeah, and it has all the information there that you'll need. But correct me if I'm wrong. I listen to so much talk radio. It's hard for me to keep track of where I hear information, if it's true at all. But if I understand it correctly, is California mandating by law that all adults have to get vaccines? Is that true?
Yes. It hasn't passed yet, but it's going through the legislature right now. California has lost its collective mind. They're pushing this mandatory vaccination for adults. There'll be criminal penalties if you don't get your shot, even if it kills you. You know, better you die from the vaccine than we have to put you in jail, seems to be the attitude out there. They're getting ready to ban 80% lower receivers. If you want to build an AR-15, you're going to have to actually go through a gun background check just to get the parts. And California's just gone off the deep end with all this stuff.
Well, okay. So, because I know some states or some areas mandated first responders or healthcare workers to get the vaccines, and it might depend. It might have been California, somewhere else. But so basically, are they going to put clamp you in irons, or throw you in jail, or fine you?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they're giving AR-15s or M16s to the FDA. Where they'll come around to your house, point a gun at your head, and say, "Here's your needle." I mean, I can't think of another reason why the FDA would be handed all these military weapons.
I mean, that's just totally insane. I mean, California is a runaway state right now.
Well, they basically, all of these governments are in chaos. They can't actually solve any of the real problems, so they're continuing to justify their taxation and their authority and their power by more and more bizarre laws and regulations. It's like the EU was doing, you know, with curvy bananas and everything. They can't just stand up there at the Capitol building and say, "We don't have a clue how to fix this mess," because then the people would say, "All right, leave. Go home." And so when in the absence of any real solutions to real problems, government's going to come up with all this hysteria and nonsense of, you know, marketing imaginary solutions to non-existent made-up problems.
It's crazy. Hey, great show as always. Thanks for plugging our website and our event coming up. And we always have future things going on. And, you know, I don't know if I'm doing any good handing out brochures, holding up signs, but I know if I don't do anything, the guilt would eat me alive.
Yeah, I understand that feeling. You're just compelled to try and make the world a better place. And you understand that just sending a monthly check to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Baby Seals doesn't really do anything. And it's held up there for people to feel good about doing something without actually having to stand up in opposition to the corrupting influences in our society. Mike, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to grab James in Oklahoma before the commercial break. James, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Can you hear me this time?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. I heard that Hillary Clinton, a prophet, said that if she gets in, that the United States is toast.
I would agree, and I don't think it takes any psychic gift to see it.
Another one is, I don't know if you heard of it yet, that Obama's going to have a November surprise that he's going to take over. He's going to take. Hello, I'm just, my mind is that he said he was going to make a deal with the Palestinians.
Well, that might be something that would look good as part of his legacy. But he's got to figure out a way of getting out of this mess with Hillary Clinton, because if she goes down, he goes down, and he's not happy about that one tiny bit.
Yeah, another one I heard was that Hillary was going to, this a hearsay, that Obama was going to be her vice president.
I'm not sure. That's interesting. I can't imagine somebody who's been president agreeing to be vice president afterwards. And in any event, it would create a constitutional crisis, because Obama's had his two terms that he's limited to by the Constitution. And I think under the 12th Amendment, he can't serve as vice president because he can't ascend to the presidency in the event something happens to Hillary. So it's a very fuzzy area, but I can't imagine him accepting that job. Most presidents the presidency is the pinnacle, and they retire with dignity, and they go and write their memoirs and, you know, wait for 60 Minutes to call him for an interview.
Yeah, though, if he declare martial law, he can be president for the next 5 years.
Well, if he declares martial law, he's president for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep, that was just some of the things I've been hearing, you know.
Well, there's a lot of stuff out there that's nonsense, and it's being put out there in an effort to try and make the independent media look kooky and wacko in the hope that it will draw people back to the corporate-controlled media. It's not working, but it's all they know how to do, so they're going to keep on doing it. James, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Coming up on a commercial break, but before we get there, up in Oregon, there's a man that has been accused in a triple murder. And he's an illegal immigrant. He's been deported 6 times back to Mexico since 2003. And every time he shows up at the border, they let him on through again. And now there is blood on the hands of everybody that supports this open borders agenda. We'll be right back after these few words.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
To our show, we're going to go right back to the phones. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I have some very disturbing news. Apparently, Putin has issued an order to the military that if they come under any sort of danger, they should target all coalition forces.
I would want to be very careful about that. I have no doubt that Putin would issue an order to his forces that if they're fired upon, that they should return fire. But to launch a broad attack against all coalition forces, I'd want to double-check that one.
According to what I've been reading, if their military comes under any sort of danger, then they're supposed to target. They've been ordered to target the coalition. So there we go. That's one.
Where did you read this?
Sputnik News.
Okay. Would you email me that URL? I want to take a look because there's been so much Russia bashing propaganda in the media lately. We need to be very, very careful, even with Sputnik News, even with Pravda, even with Russia Today, because the only way the U.S. is going to be able to start a war with Russia and China with any hope of winning it is to make it look like Russia and China somehow are at fault. It's like when Roosevelt spent all of 1941 goading the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor and then acting like it was a big surprise. Now, again, it makes sense that the Russian military would be told that if they come under fire, that they should return fire. That's legitimate. But in order to just broadly launch an attack against all coalition forces, that I'm having a real hard time thinking that came from Putin.
Yeah, well, it's not that they launch a broad attack against all coalition forces, that they should retaliate against any endangerment of Russian forces in Syria.
Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense. You know, that the way you originally phrased it, it sounded like it was to simply say, go and hit all coalition forces, period. But obviously, an authorization to return fire when attacked makes a lot of sense, especially when Putin is looking at what happened in Iraq the other day when the U.S. forces were trying to prevent the Iraqi F-16s from bombing this ISIS convoy that the U.S. refused to bomb because they claimed the weather was bad. But they were still in there protecting the convoy from the F-16s, at which point Iraq went in with helicopters and did the job. So Putin is probably realizing that, you know, there could be more shoot downs of Russian jets, and he's basically telling his forces, yeah, you can protect yourselves. You know, maintain the safety of your command. And that's just a very reasonable thing to do.
Yeah, it's just another ramp up in this saber rattling, I think. But it could be very, very dangerous.
It could be very dangerous, but we need to be really accurate here because we know the propagandists are looking for some way to claim that Russia has provoked all of this or China's provoked all of this, and we know that is simply not true. This is all taking place on the borders of Russia, the borders of China, the Middle East. Nobody is over here in the, you know, floating around the borders of the North American continent with warships and warplanes and stuff. Do you have anything more, John? We're going to have to keep you through. Okay, all right. Stay on the line. We got to do a minute for a station identification. Then we'll be right back.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell
well is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.